Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Dancing Jack.
And I am wrong, Cindy.
Wrong, always wrong, Cindy.
Always. No, I'm not always wrong. But
mostly wrong.
No, I have to publicly announce or publicly say CJ called me out. Thank you. I appreciate that, CJ.
From the Amazing Race podcast.
From the Amazing Race podcast that I was wrong.
Wrong. You're what?
Wrong.
Wrong.
And
wrong.
I apologize, Jack. Wrong, wrong. I don't know why I argue with
wrong?
You.
What are you wrong about?
You said
on The Amazing Race
that
you were upset. We were talking about shows at the end of yes. The Amazing Race. We were talking about different TV
yes.
shows.
And you said,
I said, well, the good, you said you're upset. The Good Wife. Well, you said, didn't like The Good Wife
ending.
Ending. And I
blah,
said,
blah, blah.
I said, you're mad. It's going away. But I
said, and you said,
there's a spinoff.
And I thought you were an idiot.
You said you're an idiot.
Right. So
you are an idiot.
All right. So I was wrong one time. And I apologize.
You, sir, are an idiot.
Anyway, just want to apologize.
Well, thank you, CJ, for pointing out Cindy's...
Whatever, CJ.
Another one of Cindy's huge
I know
mistakes.
Why, because he's a guy, and he wanted to take your side, and that's the reason why.
But I was right.
Okay, whatever.
And you called me an idiot. Not taking sides.
Whatever.
It's not male, female.
You know, you would have never known. And I'd like to thank CJ for bringing that attention. Because you know what? You have enough that you get to say, I'm right. You don't need to be helped
that you're right.
in the matter. That know, you're right.
Well, I'm because I think things out. I'm a thinker.
Next.
And a stinker.
No, you're a stinker, all right.
I'm a stinker. I'm a midnight drinker.
So what'd you think
drinker.
About? Let's change the subject back to what we're supposed to be talking about. Dancing with Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
What'd you think?
I don't really like... I thought... Well, I'm not going to spoil anyone.
Well, everybody already knows.
Well, I don't want to... Well, we'll give our thoughts at the end.
Right.
I thought someone else deserved to be in the final three over another person.
And I think you and I might be on the same page with this.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean...
First of all, it was hard.
It is hard.
I mean, these were the last five.
The final five are all.
I think we're all deserving to be there.
Yeah, even Jody last week could have been in.
Absolutely.
Well, she was one voted out last week,
yeah.
right? So she could even been. It was tough for see her
right.
go. But the final five, I mean, Antonio, yeah, it took him too long to get going.
Yeah.
But once he got going, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was.
But
Wanye just really.
Wanye deserves to be in the final three.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
He's made one. Like I said, he's made
one mistake.
And it wasn't even his mistake. He stepped down a bandana
right.
and hurt his scores. And, you know, he got a little conservative there in the beginning, in the middle there. Maybe because he was traveling and doing his concerts and,
right.
you know, still trying to
do his life.
That could have been it, too.
Right.
But I think he deserved to be in the final three.
But
we'll
too.
Get to that more
later.
In the later on in the show.
So.
But if you like Wanye and like getting stuff in the mail.
Yeah.
We have a promotion going on right now. It's lootcrate.com. And you can go on our Facebook page. Not on our website yet, but it's on our Facebook page. It's right there, lootcrate.com/JandJack. It's awesome monthly geek gamer gear delivered to your door. You don't even have to get out of your – you don't even have to leave your house. If you're someone who just likes to stay at home, you're yawning already. It's 7:30 at night. What is the deal with this room?
It's something about this room. The minute I sit here, I start to yawn. Maybe it's because of your voice.
Could be.
Puts me to sleep.
Could be. Maybe that's why you don't pay attention that you're wrong all the time. Simple plans, affordable prices, receive an epic crate every month.
Okay, big guy.
Without any long-term plan, cancel anytime.
Anytime.
So it's lootcrate.com/JandJack. You can go on the Facebook page. You're not on our Facebook page. Just ask, hey, can I join? Can I join?
And we say yes.
One of us will say, okay, you can go, unless you're like a porn person.
Yeah, we don't want porn.
We don't need that or someone selling sunglasses.
No, we don't need anything that.
We'll delete you on those. And
yes.
Anyway, everyone there has a pretty good time and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would agree.
Blah,
I'm not on it.
I
read it all the time. I don't post anything because, I don't know, sometimes I don't want to come across like I don't know what I'm talking about. So I just kind of read and watch and observe. And once in a while, I'll put my little tidbit in there. But
tidbit?
CJ, thank you. That's all I'm going to say, CJ. You're on my list. And it's not a list you want to be on.
At one point, CJ's been on everybody's list.
Really?
I think that's what CJ
I used to
does
like
best.
Him.
Actually, CJ has become my favorite poster out there, and not just
what
are
you slipping him money now?
No, he's always been pretty funny, but he's brought his A game out the last month or two. So.
Oh, okay.
So,
whatever.
Just because he called you on your wrong,
whatever.
I think it's because you said idiot. Idiot. What's the term you use? Idiot.
I didn't mean to necessarily say you're an idiot. You're not an idiot.
That's what
the
you
thought you had was.
But the thought
idiotical. Idiotical is that a word?
Yeah, I'm the idiot. But I was right. Idiotical. What are you looking at?
I forget how much stuff you read and how much stuff you go on because I, you know, let's face it, you spend probably 20 hours and 24 hours on the computer. I call that your other woman.
Yeah. Well, because this computer. has never called me an idiot.
Or yells at you, or nags you, or does anything.
Nope.
Except one thing it doesn't do. But anyway.
Well, it pays attention to me.
Oh, poor little fella.
I feel sad.
Anyway.
But here, we're here to talk about Dancing with the Stars, not all your mistakes.
Okay.
We don't, I guess we could start that podcast, Sid's Mistakes, because that's her nickname.
And Sid. Number one was you.
Look, you've already gone down this road once, and you've been, you're very loud on your laugh there.
Because you always make me loud. I'm not a loud person, but I think you have
come on. So that's the podcast next month, Sid's Mistakes. Hours upon hours of podcasting, Sid explaining her mistakes for the day. Today's mistakes I made. Let's see. We got Paige and Mark going first.
Yes.
They're doing this samba.
Yes.
And Alan was joining them. And I guess Alan and Paige are having a little...
I think they like to spread these kind of rumors to kind of make the dance.
I don't know. He
more.
Was blushing. Alan was blushing.
Well, maybe
he was red.
He's young. Yeah. And I think maybe he's, you know, never been in that situation before, maybe.
Well, it was. I think something's going on there.
Okay.
I just think something's going on. He was blushing. He was trying to contain it. He didn't want to answer any questions. And I don't know. Anyway, so... Dance, what do you think of the dance?
I loved it. What about you?
I thought it was a great dance.
That was
I thought it was fantastic. And we find out later on why she's such a good dancer.
Right.
She's been dancing her whole life.
Right. But also she's young.
Yeah.
She's in shape.
Yeah.
She was a cheerleader. She was a dancer. So you can you understand things a lot more.
You think because they later on they talk about, you know, they each give their personal, you know,
stories
history going on.
History of their
you think
life.
Those people that those cheerleaders bullied her are going, oh, she's an ultimate fighter now? Oops.
Well, I hate to say this about my own womanhood, but we really...
You tear apart your own.
Yes, we do. And I never understood it because I'm not that way. I would never... I just don't... I don't believe in that.
That's what those guys say.
I know. That's why I mostly had guy friends because I couldn't handle all the drama with girls. I just don't understand it. I think we should all support each other, good, bad, and ugly.
That's my poster right behind
Yes, it
you.
Is. But anyway, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
It does get ugly. It does get violent.
Yes. That's why I don't understand the polygamy. How does that happen? How do they not have jealousy there?
I don't understand. I think that you used to watch that show, Sister Wives. And I always say, what I always say when it's on, I go, stupidest show ever.
You do. I don't watch anymore.
Because the first sister wife, in every episode, this is her every episode.
Well, I told you, I could never share. I couldn't share you.
But she's always crying every episode.
And I don't understand why a guy would want to put up with all that. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of drama.
A lot of drama.
A lot of drama.
Anyway. So did you love it? Was it your favorite dance of all the dances?
So far? No, I go back to the one they did where a couple weeks ago where they did that dance where she got tens. Was her and Mark doing that dance where they kind of flipped over each roll?
Oh, the one with the she did the Tina Turner song?
Yes.
Oh, what was that? That was a good one.
That was a great dance.
I think it was the jive.
It might have been the jive.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
This was the samba.
It was good. I really liked it. And I like the creativity. He's so creative,
yeah,
Mark.
He is.
Young and stuff like that. You can see why he gets all the young kids because he's really got some good ideas.
And tens across the board.
Yeah.
Not even hesitation.
No.
Next up, we have Antonio and Sharna doing the tango.
Right.
And that's one of his better dances, I thought.
I would agree. I mean, some parts of it I thought seemed a little stiff.
Yeah.
And some parts I was like,
Is he working on not smiling and staring at the camera, though? Has he gotten better at that?
No, because I think the tango is more of a...
No, I'm saying when he's just done.
Oh, I don't know. But I thought he did a good job. I mean, I can't imagine. It must be hard to dance with two other people, you know, because you've got that one person you've been used to, and then you throw in another person that's a little
but
different.
But I thought he did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
He started coming on towards the end, like he was getting it. It's like Doug Flutie got it just a little too late.
Yeah.
And it wasn't enough to keep him in the game. And same for Antonio and Sharna. But nines across the board.
Yeah,
not
I thought
bad.
Those were worthy.
Then we have Wanye and Lindsay doing the Pasadoble.
Yeah, with the other person.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I thought he was awesome.
I thought this could have been the best dance of the night. Was it this one or the next one he does?
No, I think it was this one. I think he was exceptional
Between
tonight.
Him and Paige, I thought...
just thought both those guys were just exceptional.
Yeah,
I thought it was
an amazing dance.
Yeah.
It was just a perfect... obviously a perfect dance. They got tens across the board.
Right.
Everyone liked it. Carrie Ann ran on there and gave him a hug, saying, "This is what we wanted from you."
Yeah.
But he's been getting high scores all along.
I know.
So I don't know what the deal is, but anyway.
I thought it was excellent. And I'm disappointed. I thought he should be in the
finals. And then we have Niles and PETA. And they're doing the jive, and you just didn't like
this
dance.
You said, I just thought,
because you watched it last night. I was recording last night. I watched it.
I just thought it was a mess.
And I'm like, well, I don't know who the other dancer was. She didn't seem as good as Pete is a good dancer.
Yeah, she is.
But she didn't seem to be dancing
at her level.
At her level. And I think that hurt the dance. Correct me if I'm wrong, people at home.
I don't know. I just didn't like the whole. I thought that they used too much of his sexism, his sexiness. Yeah. Well, not sexism, but his sexiness. I thought they were playing that too much.
You know, they do that. I do that when I'm doing the podcast. Whatever. I really thought they didn't really.
I mean, yes, he's a good-looking guy, and he's got a great body. But again, I just thought.
But
is that what's
keeping him in the game though?
No,
is it a story? It wasn't a great dance.
I didn't like it. I thought it was very messy. I thought it was all over the place. I thought he looked choppy.
Well, there's one time when he went to a
rhythm.
Swing, the other girl threw his legs, and she kind of got stuck.
Yeah, I just everything
and
about
PETA
it
flew through. PETA was a far better dancer.
Yeah,
than
I just I didn't. I just looked
not
so,
that this girl can't dance.
No. They just looked uncomfortable and not in sync, and I didn't like it. I just thought it was horrible for him. I just didn't think it really shined his ability and what he
could
do.
Were nines too high?
I thought nines were too high.
So you would have. What would you have given?
I probably would have given him a 7 and maybe 1.8 and a 7. I really was not impressed.
This late in the game, and you like Niles.
I love Niles. I believe he believes he deserves to be in the final, but I just thought it was a very messy dance. I didn't like it.
All right, then. Well, you're never wrong.
I don't know about that. We know that isn't true.
Next up, we have Ginger and Val doing the Paso Doble.
Yes.
That was a good dance, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he did it. She did it with, I forgot the guy that she did it with. You didn't write the guy's name.
It was the guy that was with the Cranky Pants.
Yeah. I thought this was pretty good for her.
If you remember Cranky Pants.
I mean, if I were to rate them in order, I would have Paige's trio one. I would do Wanye's.
Lindsay and.
Lindsay and his, and the other girl that was with.
Von Miller.
Von Miller second. And I would probably put Ginger's next. Antonio's and then Niles last. That's the placement I would put him in.
Well, there's no possible. It wasn't a bad dance.
No, I thought it was pretty good.
That was a good dance. Carrie Anna 9, Lena 9, and Bruno.
What did you think of it? Did you like it?
I like the music.
You like the music.
I like the music. It had that kind of Western.
And I thought the music was excellent.
And they're doing the standoff.
Right. I know you like all that stuff.
I like that.
I thought that was pretty good. But
I'm a sucker for a good Mexican standoff.
You are. Oh. You're a sucker for all that cowboy and Indian stuff. Stop.
Okay, anyway. So that's the first round.
Right.
And now they come back, and they're just, it's not a trio anymore.
No, it's just two of them, and they talk.
And they tell the stories. We're not going to tell all the stories. But
right.
They tell the stories. Then we find out, like I said, Paige was a dancer all her life. And then once you find that out, you go, well, that makes sense.
Right.
Not that she's a professional dancer.
Right.
But she's had training. Her mom was a dancer.
Right.
So it's in her blood to dance, and she was she made the varsity cheerleading
as a freshman
and kicked some of the older cheerleaders off, and that didn't go right with them. But they're doing the Argentine tango.
It was excellent.
I thought this was
Lynn thought it was a little too sexy for him.
Yeah, but I thought it was. But isn't that what a tango is?
Yeah, but I think he didn't like all the other stuff. But they just look, they were awesome together.
Like when he takes off his jacket, and it perfect.
Yeah, that was cool the way he rolled her up.
There's no mishap.
Yeah,
she grabbed the jacket.
Yeah, it was perfect.
To me, that's you saw last week with Wanye. Yeah. And Lindsay, where he stepped on the bandana.
Right.
A lot of things could have gone wrong, her taking off the jacket, her grabbing, and then rolling her back into it.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of things. I mean, whenever you're using a prop,
and
you're not something you're used to doing, something. But I thought it was an excellent dance. I thought Lynn's a little stingy on the voting. I would have given 10 a 10 because I thought it was a great dance. Carrie-Anne a 10. Lynn a 9 and Bruno a 10. Still a good score.
Yeah, it was still a good score. But like I said, he thought it was a little too steamy for him.
Steamy.
He's a little old school, and he probably didn't like all the lovey-dovey stuff. I thought it was cool across the table and then how he matched her movements and everything. I thought it was excellent.
That was perfect. I mean, it was just a perfect. Now, they're obviously doing that to the beat of the music.
Correct.
Could Niles do something like that where he can't see her?
Ah, I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, it's. I know you could count. It would seem like it was a perfect, perfect how she came out and he came out as she was. So I wonder if he could have done something like that.
I don't know. That's a good question.
All right. Next up, we have Antonio and Sharna doing the
Contemporary.
Contemporary. I'm sorry.
Sorry, babe.
Can't read my writing. I thought it was a good dance.
Yeah, God, he did some great lifts with her.
Yeah.
And even the judges said they were great lifts. I mean, just really looked again, like he was effortless.
He came on it. He was my original pick to win it all.
Right, and what I loved about this, I love the music he did. I thought it was a great music that he picked for himself. And what they were basically saying in his little storyline, which I thought was cool, was that he was always been the underdog. Like in high school, you know, he wanted to go to college, and his high school coach was like, yeah, whatever, we'll see if that's going to happen. And then his high school coach, or his college coach, you know, he said, you know, can I make it? I'm going to go in the first or second round in the NFL. And the college coach is like, no, it's not going to happen. I guess he made it sixth.
Maybe lucky to be CFL.
Right. And he ended up going the sixth round. And just basically his whole story.
And now he's the best receiver in football.
And then kind of talked a little bit about the history about his father. And his father left and the parents divorced. And his reasoning why he is with his kid. And he's going to be there. And this is his family.
Because his dad left him.
Yeah. So it was really a great story. And it really showed that just because people tell you can't do something doesn't mean you can't do it.
Yeah, don't give up.
Right, don't give up.
If you have a dream, chase the dream. Be realistic.
Absolutely.
But, you know, chase it as long as you can.
Exactly. And I think he did. And it showed that he worked and worked and worked to be better.
Yeah.
And even in football. And then he ended up being, as you said, he's like one of the – you would take him in a heartbeat.
I take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and the Chargers.
He's that good.
Yeah.
He's that good.
So it's kind of interesting.
It's like Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn, you know, people, you know, oh, he was just a natural hitter. No.
Yeah, he worked at
it. He was the first guy to really sit down, and he videotaped every game and would watch his swings after every game. When he first came up, he wasn't a great hitter.
Right.
He was a good contact hitter, but he made himself a great
hitter.
And
he wasn't a great outfielder.
No, and he became a gold glove.
Right. How many times?
Several times. I don't know.
Five, I think.
I know he won 8 batting titles. Mm-hmm. But he just – there's just certain people. You have talent. But if you have to give that extra, I mean, there's some people who just have natural talent and can do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just.
But you still have to work at it.
There's some people who just get by with their. You can see they just float by with their natural. You see it every day.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. I taught skaters like that.
Like, I've taught hockey players like that. You sit there and go, you have that one kid that is busting their butt to be as good as they can.
Right.
And this person just wakes up and goes, okay, this is as good as I'm going to be.
Right.
If they would work harder, they could make to the next level.
Yeah.
But they don't want to do that.
They don't.
It's just the drive, but Antonio had the drive to be the best of the best, and he is.
Right. It was a good. It was an interesting
and
story.
I thought it was a great dance, excellent dance.
Carrie Ann just thought that she loved the lift. She thought they were exceptional.
But she only gave a 9.
I know, but she was probably looking at the other parts of it.
Yeah. Len a 9 and Bruno
a 10. He got his first 10.
Yeah, there you go. So that made everyone happy.
Yes.
Next up, we have Wanya and Lindsay doing the Charleston. I thought this was an excellent dance.
I would agree.
Again, you're watching Wanya tonight, going. How is this guy?
Yeah, and out of all those dances, I would put him number one. I put him above Paige just because of the dancing part of it.
Yeah, because this was one of his better dances.
Absolutely.
And I knew who was going home before because I saw last night.
Right.
I don't worry about getting spoiled. But I was like going, how is this guy going home?
Yeah.
It's just a shame. But Carriana 10, Lina 10, and Bruno a 10. Next up, we have Niles and Peeta, and sometime during this dance, he's going to put a blindfold on.
Yes.
And you got to give Niles credit. He does take chances.
Yeah, he does.
You know, first, he can't hear the music at all.
Correct.
So that's, we know it's difficult.
Do you think it was his best dance? I think last week's dance was better.
I didn't think it was his best dance. No. But he does, you have to give him credit for taking chances.
No, I would agree with that.
Like last week when they stopped the music, that was last week, right?
Yes.
And when they kept dancing.
Yeah.
That to me is taking a chance.
I agree.
Taking it. You should be rewarded if you succeed too in taking the chance. He took, you know, not only can he not hear.
I just felt he was a little off tonight. Yeah. I really thought the show on Monday night, I thought he was a little off. He didn't seem like everything was his best.
Right. You say he's a little stiff in his, you know.
Yeah. And his second dance, I just felt like he was a little hunchy. And I don't know. Again, I mean, I obviously love him. I think he's awesome. And I definitely would want him in the finals. But I just didn't think it was his best.
Not his best.
The whole night.
He's doing the Argentine tango, but he got tens. But Pete is an excellent dancer.
Oh, gosh,
you said it's
is.
The first time you think she's
I thought it was. I looked it up. It isn't. Yes. I went back and reviewed it all.
Because she's a fantastic.
She's been in the finals before.
She's a fan. I think that's what hurt the other girls. The other girl, like I said, when I was criticizing the other girls, not that she's not a good dancer. I think Pete is just
exceptional.
Exceptional.
Right.
And this girl is not on the same par with her.
Yeah. So. I would agree. I think she would have picked someone that was a little bit more her level. I don't know. Because that's kind of hard to do that. You know, because I thought Wanya and his two people were perfect.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, I just thought it would have been.
But that's who she picked. That's who she wanted to go with. But tens across the board. I could be wrong. I'm not a professional dancer. I just noticed the other dancer didn't seem to be doing as well as Peeta.
I would agree with you.
Dance. And I think that could probably, and something like that where Niles is concentrating on their dance, anything maybe that was throwing him off.
I didn't think of it that way.
During that dance.
Right.
Next up, we have Ginger and Val doing the quick step.
It was all right.
It was all right. She smiles a lot.
She smiles. She's cute. I don't know. I personally.
She's likable.
She's likable. I'm just. I mean, I'm not like wowed by her.
She's definitely top four.
She's a above average dancer.
Yeah.
And she's.
So you don't think she's even top four of the dancers? You think Jody was better?
I feel like Jody showed more emotions, and Jody had more expressions and just more I don't know. I'm not saying that she doesn't have all that. I'm just saying she seems so routine and practiced.
Does it help her that she's with Val?
Yes.
Does she get some more votes because of Val?
Yes.
Because Val's, you know, Val, the women like Val.
Yes.
You know, I live in a house where women like Val.
Yes.
So that helps her?
I think it does.
And she's a likable person. She's very likable.
Yeah, very likable.
Very friendly looking.
I mean, I'm not putting her down. Look, I couldn't do what they're all doing. So who am I to judge? Yeah, but yeah. I definitely think there are some, I don't know, I just didn't think she deserved to be in the finals.
This wasn't one of their better dances, but
no.
Carrie Ann and I don't think Carrie Ann likes her as much.
I think she feels the same way as I do.
Yeah.
You know, Carrie and I talk.
Yeah, there you go. Carrie Ann's 9, Lynn a 10, and Bruno a 10.
Yeah.
So that's it. We come down to double elimination. But before we get to double elimination and before we find out who was eliminated, get to our phone calls. You ready?
Yep.
Hey, Zach and Cindy. This is Sarah calling about last night's Dancing with the Stars, your Dancing with the Stars correspondent. First of all, I was not happy to see Wanya go home. I don't think Ginger should be in the finals over Wanya. Even taking into account his mess up last week and his low scores, I still just can't mathematically figure out how Ginger would have beaten him. No offense to Ginger, because she has come a long way. She has improved a whole lot, and she is a great dancer. She just doesn't compare to Wanya in my mind. I think it should have been Wanya, Niall, and Paige in the final. Although I will say Antonio's dance last night, his contemporary dance was the only dance of the whole night that I rewound and watched again. It was beautiful. Goodness, that look at the end and just the way that they danced together. And then even having to sit through the little package about his dad and his dad talking about it, man, I don't know how I would have gone out and danced after that, especially knowing that they had a hard relationship and then having to hear him say those things about him. Anyway, I was just super impressed with Antonio, but I do think it was right to send him home because he obviously is of the five couples, he was the bottom. So I'm just sick to my stomach that Wanya won't be dancing next week. And I do want to comment about Paige being a dancer. Jessica and I kind of agreed on the Facebook page that it seemed a little unfair that she has so much dance experience. But I was reading a few things online today, and her partner Mark had made a comment that, you know, it's called Dancing with the Stars, not dancing with stars who have never danced before in their life. Mm-hmm. And that kind of put it into perspective for me. I do think, you know, Olympic athletes have a lot of training, and that's why they do well. You know, I think it's fine. I think it's okay that she's danced before. It's okay. I don't get as mad about it, I guess, as I was getting last night. But anyway, overall, it was a good show. I'm just sad about Wanya. Okay, bye, guys.
Thank you, Sarah, the correspondent.
Yes. I agree with everything she said.
So, yeah, it was definitely Antonio's best night.
Oh, gosh, yes. But not really.
But to be, you know, when she's talking about, you know, her dad, having to listen to that dad,
yeah.
You know, he's a professional athlete. You know, you when you step on the field, he's stepping on his dancing field.
Right.
He probably is able to block it out. Like when I'm doing a podcast, someone calls me an idiot. It doesn't throw me off my game. I just keep podcasting.
Okay.
It's just you put your game face on.
All right, I got it.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Right. Or, you know, whatever happened before we come on here, we smile and shine. Anyway.
Like when you're yelling at me before we came up here?
Were we yelling?
Earlier.
I don't remember.
No, you don't remember.
I know.
You yell
anyway,
all the time, so
I know. Well, I'm Italian. But I'm with Sarah.
You're Dana from Amazing Race.
Yeah, I know. I don't disagree there. I'm with Sarah. I really, really, really would go with that's Wanya. I really felt Wanya deserved to be there. Nothing against Ginger. I think she's a lovely person. I think she does a great job. I think she's very well trained. I think she works hard.
Yeah.
I think she tries everything. I think she gives 150%. I think there's nothing wrong. But I really felt that the top three was Wanya.
Niles and,
yeah.
And Paige.
Yeah, I really felt that way.
I have no issue because there's been other people that have been that and boy bands that have danced and stuff
like
that.
Well, Meryl Davis, when
was
she was
a
well, ice dancing Olympic champion.
Ice dancing.
And went right from that, right into that season. So that would have been whatever year that was, 2 years ago. Everybody was upset because she was an ice dancer, but it's still different. Skating, you do different things. You do things different. You're on the ball of your foot a lot in skating and dancing. You're not on that part of your foot. You're on different parts of your feet. The way you hold yourself, your shoulders, your arms, your bottom, everything about it
Plus
is very
skating,
different.
You're gliding.
You're gliding.
Whereas, you know, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it, but because we've skate.
Right.
You're gliding. You're not
right.
moving your feet.
But,
the
you know,
whole time.
Obviously she's understanding how to be with a partner. So she
right.
understands that concept.
There is an advantage.
And she can be a showmanship. So she has her facial and all yeah. that stuff like that. But I was rewatching, they were showing on YouTube like the 10 top 10 dances of Dancing with Stars. And Merle Davis and Mark's, I can't say his last name. He had like three of those top 10. Him and her had the three top 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was interesting. Oh, they were,
Max and Merle?
Yeah. Oh, they were fabulous. They're really good.
So, yeah, I'm not going to hold it against her because she did it. It explains a lot because we were sitting
right.
You're sitting there watching her. How is she just so graceful? But she knows she's got it in her blood. Like, but like, you know.
And she's an athlete. Like when you're an
said,
athlete.
Mark said, yeah, it's Dancing with the Stars, not dancing with. I never
stars have never danced before. Right.
Yeah, it'd be like me. If I went on there, yeah, I'd have no advantage.
But you have the work ethic and the
yeah.
ability to practice and to
practice,
do that and to try.
But I don't have any grace and I'm not. I don't have the. I can't listen to the beat of the music.
You wouldn't be as bad as Doug Flutie, though.
Probably not.
I would say you would probably be somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle.
And I think you could. I think you could be a Niles.
Be a Niles?
Yes.
I don't know if I could be a Niles.
Yes.
I don't know.
If you practice.
Practice? Talk to me about practice.
I'll tell you this so we could do.
Practice.
I want to do
practices.
I want to. I want to do dance. I have been wanting to do
practice.
Oh my gosh, be quiet.
Practice is only practice.
I have wanted to dance with you since I saw Dirty Dancing, what was it, 25
practice.
Years ago?
I tell you what, they're doing a new Dirty Dancing. I'll go star in it. I've had the time
of
my life.
One of my favorite songs, by the way. I want to be baby, and I don't want to be put in the corner.
Well, you're about this close to being put in the corner.
Nobody put the baby in the corner. Anyway.
Lenny! Anyway, we got some feedback on the Facebook page. We'll get thanks for the call, Sarah. You know, we do get more calls on Dancing with the Stars than we do Game of Thrones.
Okay.
There you go.
Meaning one?
Well, that's more than we get on Game of Thrones.
Well, I'm so glad Sarah calls. I look forward to her call every week.
Well, there you go. Jessica says, I was disappointed when Paige mentioned she was a dancer in her youth and quit while she was in high school. No wonder she's so good. I think you have to be a... I think if you have formal dancing training like that, you shouldn't be allowed on the show because it's not fair to the rest. I don't think that would include singers like Wanye. He learned to dance just from concerts. He wasn't a trained dancer with years of dancing under his or her belt.
Again, I think most of them all have some kind of dancing in their life.
Yeah. Well, I put this, I had posted a thread. I didn't see it because we were recording Game of Thrones.
Right.
So I had put the... So I'm multitasking as we're recording.
Okay.
I posted, and then Jessica said, oh, you didn't like mine. I said, what was hers? I looked down. She has a picture. It was Val and, who's this? Val and, who's the other guy?
I have no idea.
But I said, fine, we'll keep your thread. So I deleted mine.
Oh.
So I said, we'll use your thread. Keep the ladies happy.
All right.
That's just the kind of person I'm in. And then she says, LOL, I can delete this one. I was impatient when I wanted to make a comment above and had not written it down right away. I would have forgotten it. I'm forgetful and distracted easily. Oh, shiny sparkles. I said, no, keep this one because that's just the kind of person I am. I don't care who has the thread.
I know. You know. You don't care.
I don't care.
Right.
Sure, mine was better, but it's not about matter being better. Mine was just more, you know, but I'm not. That's just not me.
Okay, babe. Okay.
I'm just kidding. Sarah says, I did not expect that. And she has like tear little things. Oh, and Jessica's Niall has twin brother is a ginger. So he's a redhead.
I know. That was really weird.
Is it really weird? Why?
Because
he's so Italian.
Yeah, he's so dark. Well, his mom is dark skinned. Yeah. And then but I just thought, you know, I think everything in life, you have this conception of something. And you just think a twin, they're going to look the same. He doesn't even look anything like him.
He's a twin, too.
Right.
Or is he?
Yeah, it was just interesting.
Jessica says, I know, mom has some explaining to do, LOL. Just says, boo, I really wanted Wanye in the finals. Bless
Excuse
you.
Me.
Sarah, so bummed. Claudia says, I'm happy. My three favorites are in the finals. I just have no clue who to give my vote to now times three. Sarah playing a little Motown Philly for Wanye. Sarah, I'm calling with my thoughts. I have plenty to say. Feedback. And I go, feedback. Figgy says, I don't agree with the three who made into the final. Paige definitely deserves to be there, but I would rather have Wanye in Niall's spot. He hasn't really been been the best, but overall he's had the higher scores. And I feel like he's improved the most since the beginning of the season. Also, I'm not thrilled that Ginger's in the finale. She's definitely a good dancer, but she's not my favorite.
Who is that?
That's Vicky.
I'm with Vicky. I thought Niles the last couple weeks really – I just didn't think he was his best.
He's been slipping the last couple
weeks.
Yeah,
I think he could be tired. He could be tired, things. But I really thought Wanye just got better and better, and I don't know. I just really
felt –
He had one bad week.
Step.
A couple of things I didn't like about his dancing.
Well, they said he wasn't taking chances.
Right.
They didn't like he was being more conservative. I think I wonder if that has to do with he was still doing his concert coming back.
Good point.
He wasn't practicing all week long,
no.
So maybe they were conservative, saying okay, and maybe the middle saying okay, we'll get you to the finals, and then when the finals come, we'll be able to go into it. Maybe that was the strategy.
Maybe, I don't know, but I really thought Wanye deserved to be in there. I'm surprised the Boys and Men did not have more of a following and more voting.
Yeah, I just don't know how that works.
Yeah, you just don't know.
But anyway, and then Amy says, I don't watch the show, but I like this picture. Eye candy. So there you go. That's our feedback for today.
Yes.
If you'd like your feedback.
Who do you think is going to win?
I think Paige deserves to win.
I agree.
The final three?
I think Paige absolutely all the way.
She's the better dancer.
Absolutely.
She's of course, she cheated. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. She's the better dancer.
I would agree.
She's just been flawless. And Mark and her work are perfect together.
Yeah, they are.
They just have a connection.
Yes, they do.
And they're
she trusts him, and you can see that, and she's comfortable with him.
Yeah.
And it was funny, one of the things they were talking about is that when she first started with him, she would not let him lift her. She was petrified to do it.
Really?
Yeah. And she said, no, yeah, in the beginning. So I thought that was kind of cute. And we all have different things that, I was a professional skater for how many years? If I put skates on there and I went out there, yeah, I would look better than someone else of 56 going out and skating. I would be able to hold my own, do a couple little tricks, but I am nowhere near what I was at 18.
Right.
Nowhere near what I was in my 20s.
Right.
Because you just don't, to be in that kind of shape, amount of hours. So, okay, let's say she was a ballet dancer. To go back and do all that, she's using different muscles, everything different in the fighting part, and then go back to dancing. Yes, muscles will remember some of the stuff, but I still think you have to start all over again and get all back into shape.
Well, it explains why she's such a good athlete, because ballet, because I used to play soccer with a guy, and used to play, grew up with this guy, and we play football together, go out there and play, tackle football and stuff, at the park and stuff like this. This guy was slower than molasses, but he took ballet. He was the most graceful person. He just could do anything.
Right.
You'd go up to throw the ball down. You look, and he's running for a touchdown. You go, how is that possible? But he took a lot of crap for it.
Right.
But he was fantastic. And the only thing that kept him from probably going further in the sport, his high school, I don't know where he went from there. We lost track with each other, was he was so slow.
Huh.
But he was so graceful because of his ballet training.
Right. Well, I know that one hockey kid, that kid, that Trent, I taught figure skating to him for years. Finally, I told his mom when he kept skating through my legs and being a little crazy little devil.
He didn't want to be a figure.
I said, put him in hockey. And he was the smoothest hockey skater I've ever seen because he had the figure skating beforehand.
I went to a coaching clinic years ago, and this girl was teaching it. And we're like, girl, come on, whatever. You sit there, you have that, that's how we had an attitude back in the day. She was amazing, but she was a figure skater most of her life, switched over to hockey in her late teens. One of the best skaters I've ever seen in my life. She was just so smooth. And I used to teach, bring a figure skater and coach out.
Yes, you
to
did.
Teach, and the kids would go, I go, just take the lessons. Learn how to skate properly. It'll make you a better skater.
Right.
And that's where, most kids today, I know we're off track on dance, but it's the same thing.
Same concept.
If you have to learn the technique.
Yes.
And even though Paige is it's different than doing the – I'm sure she has the footwork, which makes it a little easier for her.
Well, and she's going to be able to remember to point her toes and her arms and her hands, and they're going to be much easier for her to do. But you still have to re-get those muscles doing it again. And she hasn't done it since, let's say, she was 14 and she's now 20-something. It will take a while to get back to getting that.
But you can't see it. It's like, oh, because you go, okay.
Right away, I do too.
Okay, now that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Because she's so good.
Because all along you're thinking, oh my gosh, look how much she's done and da da da. But you're just realizing.
But she's also, you know, she's an ultimate fighter. She's an athlete.
Yeah.
She's a great athlete.
Absolutely.
So that also gives her an advantage.
Yeah.
You know, Antonio Brown went probably further because he's a great athlete.
Yes. And he knows worth ethic. Right. I mean, he was in early. He wanted to get better. He worked at it and he got better. I mean, that's been his style his whole life.
Yeah, so that
he wanted to do something that makes himself better, and that's what you
know,
do.
And you look at Geraldo.
This wasn't his thing.
That wasn't his thing.
No,
you know, and what Misha?
Misha, another one didn't put any effort into it.
She put no effort into it. She obviously didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
You have to want to do it too.
Yes,
this is something you have to commit to.
Yes,
you have to commit.
Either
to
do it or don't. Like we used to say, our kids, you don't have to be the best, but you got to give 100%.
Yeah, if you don't want to do it, don't waste my time.
You're not
going to hurt my feelings.
Exactly.
Don't waste my time.
Exactly. Same way. But anyway, I just think you have to remember all that, you know, and I just think that comes into play, and I think they don't realize that. No matter if they have any kind of background, any kind of sports background, it will be easy to do the next thing.
Right.
You're not good. You'll be easier than someone who's never done sports.
Exactly.
You know, like Geraldo, you could tell he must have never done sports in his life, done anything like athleticism, nothing.
No.
So, but he would probably be better at interviewing someone than maybe Paige could do.
Oh yeah.
So that's
he'd be good about giving our where our troops are located. In
right.
Iraq,
exactly. Everybody brings something. So I don't think anybody comes there without some kind of dancing in their life.
Yeah,
and I think some don't have any, and Geraldo was one. I mean, what Latin American cannot dance? It's very rare for them not to be able to dance. It has some kind of rhythm.
Well, he said it. He said it himself. I mean, he just said, you know, I am the one Latin that has no rhythm.
Yeah.
He just couldn't do it. But
anyway.
I mean, we're not stereotyping. It was Geraldo who actually said it himself. So that's our show for today. Again, if you'd like to help this show out, you can go to Patreon.com/JayandJack, help us out there. Or you can go to jayandjack.com. A little click there says become a patron.
Become a Patreon.
And at this time, I'd like to thank three special patrons. Tech from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner-Glaffelter, and Brad from Chicago. Thanks for doing what you guys do. And we'll be back next week, hopefully recording on Monday, because I'll be flying away on a jet plane.
Back to San Diego. See how things are going with the family again.
And hopefully things are going good. And then, but we're going to have to record probably late because I'm doing a few podcasts on.
So I get tossed aside as usual.
You think you're tired now? It's 7, a little after 8. Just think how tired you're going to be at like 11.
I'm so tired.
But I haven't yawned for the last 20 minutes.
I know. It's amazing.
My brain's been active.
Your brain. Keep your brain active.
Yes.
An active brain
it's
is
way
a
too
healthy
hot
brain.
Here, though.
It is hot in here, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm sweating. All right, guys. That's it. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Goodbye.